everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
It's the 13th annual Cream of the Crop Bull Sale at the Black Hereford Ranch, Monday, October 30th in Crawford, Oklahoma. Chris Black will offer 100 head of 15 to 20-month-old virgin herd bull and AI sire prospects and 40 top spring calving bred heifers. If you can't make it to the 1 p.m. sale live on October 30th, you can watch and bid live on Superior Livestock, Dish Network, Satellite Channel 232. For a catalog, go to Black Hereford Ranch.com or call Chris Black at 580-309-0711. The Chris Black Cream of the Crop Bull and Bred Heifer Sale, October 30th.
All right, welcome back. Firm pressure continued to be seen in nearby feeder cattle and lean hog futures today. Feeder cattle contracts pulled back significantly from sharp early losses that developed at opening bell while traders backed away from the cattle on feed report results. Corn prices were higher in light trade. December corn futures about 6 cents per bushel lower. Stock markets were mixed today in light trade. The Dow Jones 15 points higher, while the NASDAQ is down by 8 points. In live cattle, futures remained stuck in a narrowly mixed trading range with the focus on increased market activity seen in the feeder cattle futures that followed prices pulling back from the aggressive market losses. October and December live cattle futures, though, held narrow gains of 2 to 12 cents per hundredweight, while other nearby contracts were comfortable, holding narrow market losses in very sluggish morning trade. The overall lack of pressure in the complex comes while traders look for a sense of optimism, which could stimulate additional market activity. In feeder cattle, sharp early losses followed the bearish cattle on feed report Friday, which quickly eased during the morning trade while traders took a much more balanced approach to the complex today. Grain futures, though, were mixed today after they pulled back from early gains in quiet but fairly active trade. Corn prices were firm today after Friday's new contract low close by December futures. The nearby was unable to move beyond its 25-day moving average last week, which came in at around $3.50. Meanwhile, soybeans tried to hold on to a small overnight rally after getting a boost from gains in soybean oil. November futures held the bottom of their downtrending channel off of recent highs, with the next layer of support below $9.73. Finally, wheat prices tried to move higher after losing momentum from a rally in Asia overnight. While winter wheat contracts fought to avoid a test of contract lows, Minneapolis December tried to firm after it held the bottom of its recent trading range. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.